Blog Talk Radio.
Via cell phone and landline, or
who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. And remember that there's a new time, okay? And we're going to be on this time of 10:30 a.m. probably until, probably at least, let's see, what's this month? This March, the rest of March, and probably on into April, we'll be at 10:30 a.m., okay? Just tune in and stay with me, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's word of the day is panjandrum. 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 P-A-N-J-A-N-D-R-U-M. Now, I know you guys say, Frank, you come up with some crazy words, but there, I don't come up with the words. The words are sent to me from the Merriam-Webster website for the word of the day, okay? Just words, and I pull them up, and I give them to you guys. Panjandrum. Panjandrum is a noun, okay? And the meaning is a powerful personage or pretentious official. A powerful personage or pretentious official. An example of it is little gets done in this town without the approval of the local panjandrums on the board of select men. Okay? So a panjandrum is some people who are very powerful officials, okay, in that area. And they're like the official people in that area. And they're very powerful. So a panjandrum. You know, President Obama would be a panjandrum. Or, you know, people like that. People who are very, very powerful. All right. Today's weather. Today's weather is, we're going to have a high, right now it's 67 degrees, but we're pushing for a high of 80 today. 80 today. 80 tomorrow with a slight chance of rain. 80 on Thursday with a slight chance of rain. Then we're dropping to 63 on Friday, 78 on Saturday. So all this week we got a chance of rain, but it should be nice out as far as the temperature, okay? And someone asked me, Frank, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? I said, hey, if you listen to the show, I tell you the weather every day. Okay, I got to start listening to the show. And I hope they are listening today. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is entitled, Why Do the Young Men of Today Disrespect Their Girlfriends or Wives? Why do they disrespect their girlfriends or their wives? Okay? So, you know, what we're going to discuss is this very incredible subject and find out why do young men of today's society do not respect their wives or girlfriends. Now, I can pinpoint, you know, one thing right off the bat, and that is they don't respect their wives or girlfriends because when they were growing up, their parents, well, the young man watched his dad disrespect his mom, treat her like she was trash, so to speak. Maybe not that bad, but treated her bad, okay? And that's why these young men of today disrespect their girlfriends. That's one reason they disrespect their girlfriends. And then another reason is they weren't taught to respect women. okay? They weren't taught to respect women, all right? I was taught to respect women because I was brought up in a single-parent household. My dad, my mom and dad were divorced at 4 years old. When I was 4 years old, they got divorced. So from four until I moved out, I was raised in a single-parent home with my mom, okay? And then I spent a lot of time at my grandma and granddad's house. And, you know, they both were there. And my grandma was a strong woman. So, and my granddad wasn't the type of guy who would disrespect women or disrespect his wife. Okay? And that's because my grandma would not accept that. And that's what I believe. I believe that if he did try to disrespect her, she would not accept that. And things would have gotten out of hand. Okay? But that never happened. Okay? And then as far as me at home, being in a single-parent home, and my mom being that single parent that I was living with, she taught me to respect women because she was a woman, right? So she taught me to respect women. Okay, so, and my dad, he was an abusive husband who would try to come around sometimes when he got a little bit of liquor down his neck. He'd try to come around and he'd do and say things to my mom, but she would not accept that. Okay? And I always said at the same time when I was growing up that because he was the way he was and he didn't treat his kids right, that I would never be that type of person. I didn't want to grow up to be like my dad. Okay? Because he didn't treat his kids right. I didn't grow up with a dad in the household. I didn't grow up with a dad who respected my mom and treated her right. I didn't grow up with that. But I did grow up with grandparents who had that respect. She had her the respect of her husband, okay? But today, these young men are growing up in households that are, you know, mostly single-parent households. And then if they're not single-parent households, these dads, their dad is one who's being very abusive to his girlfriend or his wife, okay? And because now they see that at home, they take that into their relationship because that's what they've seen. That's what they know. Think that's the right way to treat their girlfriend, or they think that's the right way to treat their wife because that's what they saw when they were growing up, right? That's what they saw. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, ladies out there, this what I want to tell my ladies is that if you have someone who you feel like is disrespectful to you, if you're dating a guy who's disrespectful to you, or you're married to a guy who's disrespectful to you, you can always turn that around. And you can turn that around by not accepting that disrespect. I always tell ladies to, and my girls to have standards. If you have standards and don't accept that, he won't do that. Okay? If you have standards and don't accept that, he won't do that. He'll come out of that somehow if he wants to be with you. Now, if you set your standard and don't allow that to happen, then hey, you may have to push him to the curb and find someone else that's gonna respect you, and you deserve that. I have a caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 325. 706, the first three digits are 325. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank, this is Nick from Valley.
Hey, Nick, what's going on, bud?
Hey, man, I was just listening to you, and I wanted to call in and let you know that I thought you were right 100% on both fronts.
Okay. So
that I think, you know, like you were saying, women, you know, they have to say, I'm not going to accept that kind of disrespect. They have to tell the man, you know, hey, I'm not going to let you talk me that way or treat me that way. So he knows, hey, this girl demands respect. Maybe I should shape up, get in gear, and treat this girl right. Stop talking to her any kind of way. Stuff like that. And once these men start realize, hey, I can't get nowhere unless I start respecting my woman, and then it's going to start beating into them like, hey, you know, to get anywhere in a relationship, to find, you know, a good woman, I might want to respect her because I'm going to get something back when I do. And then about what you're saying with, you know, how you were raised, my father was the same way. He was mentally abusive to my mother, and he was also abusive to us. And that's one thing I always told myself. I said I would never treat my wife or my kids the way he did. I made the conscious choice that I was going to be different, that I was going to raise my kids different, and I was going to respect my wife, not talk to her any kind of way or anything like that.
Oh yeah, and if you do that, and if you have kids, and one day you'll have kids, and if you do that yourself that away, then that's what your kids are gonna see, and then you're gonna produce kids that respect women.
Exactly.
Because they see Nick respecting his woman. And that's all they're going to grow up. That's all they're going to know. That's all they're going to know. I'm going to respect my wife just like my dad did. And that's all they're going to know when they grow up. Hey, I appreciate your call, Nick. Hang in there, bud. Keep listening to the show.
Thank you, Frank.
So, again, and I appreciate that caller calling in, Nick from the Valley, that, you know, hey, because a woman will accept that disrespect, because she'll accept him, you know, the man coming home, he's been drinking, he comes in, he's cursing and calling her all kind of names, treating her bad. Woman, get your butt in there and fix me something to eat right now. I'm hungry, you know. And it's 1:30 in the morning, and he's just now coming in. I mean, that's disrespect. Now she's got to get up in the morning and go to work. She's got to get up in the morning and get the kids together and get them off to school in the morning. He's coming in at 1:30 in the morning, waking up the whole household. Okay. That's disrespect. That's disrespect not only for the wife, that's disrespect for the kids in your household. Okay? Now, I remember the last time my dad came to the house and he had been drinking and he wanted to cause some trouble, we all got into a fight with him. Okay, I'm the baby of the family. I got an older brother and two older sisters. And because my mom wouldn't accept to the house acting a fool. Now, she let him into the house because he's our dad. She let him into the house, but he came into the house, and then he blew up and wanted to act a fool. So the next thing you know, it spilled all out into the yard. My sisters and my brother jumped on him, beat him down. Police were called, all this stuff. That's disrespect. That's disrespect to your household, disrespect to your woman and your family, your kids. And like I said, I always said to myself that if I ever had kids, I'd never, ever treat them the way that he treated us. Never. Okay. And I've held true to that, all my time, all my days. So, but today, in today's society, again, you see a lot of disrespect to women, whether it's a girlfriend or a wife. You know, you might see it in the mall. You might see it at a movie theater. You might see it in a club. You may see it in a restaurant. Anything. And you being a bystander, you may want to say something to that guy. But, you know, myself being, from the older generation, I don't even want to get into it with some of these young guys. Because these young guys today, they are mostly carrying guns. Okay? So if you said something to the guy about him, how he treating his girl, hey, you don't have nothing to say to me, man. This is my woman. This is not your woman. Yada, 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 yada. Okay? And because I know that these young guys are carrying guns and all this, it's true. That's not my place. If she's gonna accept him treating her the way he treat her and not have standards about herself, then someone needs to talk to her. She needs to get away from this guy. How many times have you guys heard where these husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend, they have these problems and they fight so much. They fight all the time. You may know a couple within your circle of friends that fight all the time. You don't even want to invite them over to the house for a gout or birthday party or anything because you know that they had a potential to start something. Okay? We all probably had one of those friends. And because she accepts him putting his hands on her or him talking to her any kind of way, he does it all the time. He does it all the time. I don't know if you remember the Tyler Perry movie. I don't remember the name of it, but with Blair Underwood and Cicely Tyson and all these folks were in it in the movie. And Blair Underwood was the guy that the daughter or whatever was gonna marry. They were engaged, and they were planning this huge wedding, okay? But he was an abuser, physically and mentally, okay? But she was, for a long time, she was accepting that until now her family steps in and tell her, hey, you don't have to take that from no man, no man. I don't care who he is. I don't care if he does have money. Money's not everything. Okay? So then once they talk to her and let her know that she doesn't have to accept that, she doesn't have to get beat every night. Then the next thing she, you know, she got this guy over there and they done boiled a pot of grits and he get into it with her and she grabbed that pot of grits and dump it in his face. And then she beat the hell out of him with a cast iron skillet. You know what that means. This guy done got grits thrown in his face. He done got beat with a skillet by this girl that he's been beating on. See, they nothing but punks. See, these guys are nothing but punks. They cowards that beat on women. They cowards. See? He go out there and push a man around like that and he get his butt whooped. And that's what's wrong with these young guys today. That's why they tote guns. Because they scared to take a butt whooping. Okay? Well, we grew up fighting and having and taking butt whooping. That was part of growing up. You may fight on the way home from school, but that was part of growing up. Okay? The baddest man hit my hand, he hit the hand, next thing you know, and you're fighting. But the biggest thing we had back then is maybe a little butter knife we had carrying with us or something, a little pocket knife, which was dangerous. But that was the most that we had. Okay? But you had to put up your dukes and fight, throw punches and wrestle. That's the kind of fighting that we did. Now today, these young boys, they don't want to fight like that. All they want to do is stand somewhere and shoot at someone. Shoot at somebody. Hurt somebody. Kill somebody. They think they're bad with that pistol in their hand. Okay? Put that pistol down and fight. Little punk, you don't know how to fight. That's the problem. So they go push a woman around because she's not going to fight back. At least some of them don't fight back. But that's why young men today don't, you know, they disrespect their wives. Because the wives don't have standards. And they don't have the people behind them to let them know that, hey, you don't have to take that stuff. Like in the Tyler Perry movie, her own mother was telling her, hey, you know, sometimes a man gonna push you around, honey. That's him being a man. Nah, that's him being a punk. That's all that is. That's what she did. She accepted that kind of stuff. And that's why she wants her daughter to do it. Hey, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Now, remember that tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., same time, place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. Be safe, guys. I'll see you in the morning.
Hallelujah. Girl, sit you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk.